Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. For Blood and Money by financial journalist Nathan Vardy is narrative nonfiction that follows the high-stakes race to turn a promising cancer therapy into a blockbuster drug. Blending business reporting with accessible science, the book examines how modern biotech companies form, raise money, run clinical trials, navigate regulators, and ultimately deliver medicines that can transform patient outcomes. Vardy places readers inside the competing worlds that shape drug development, obsessive scientific problem-solving, aggressive venture financing, and the hard bargaining of pharmaceutical deal-making. A central thread is the tension between the people who do the painstaking work and the investors and executives who control the capital and often reap most of the financial upside. Along the way, the story explains why breakthrough drugs are so difficult to develop, why failures are common, and why drug prices and corporate payouts can become so controversial. The result is both an industry portrait and a human drama about ambition, risk, and the forces that decide what medicines reach patients. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the biotech startup machine and why it produces both miracles and conflict. A core contribution of the book is showing biotech as a distinct kind of startup economy, where the product is biological proof rather than software scale. Vardy describes how small companies are created around a scientific idea, then kept alive through successive rounds of financing that depend on hitting technical and clinical milestones. This structure can accelerate innovation because small teams can move quickly, pursue unconventional approaches, and focus intensely on a narrow target. At the same time, it sets up recurring conflicts over control and rewards. The people closest to the science may view the mission as getting a therapy to patients, while financiers and boards must prioritize timelines, valuation, and exit opportunities such as a sale to a larger drug company. The book emphasizes how these incentives shape hiring, strategy, and even which experiments get funded. By treating biotech as a world of shifting alliances among scientists, executives, and investors, Vardy helps readers understand why disputes over credit and compensation are not side stories but structural features of how the sector functions. Secondly, from molecule to medicine, what makes drug development slow, expensive, and uncertain? Vardy uses the pursuit of a blockbuster cancer drug to clarify the long chain between a compelling laboratory concept and an approved therapy. The book highlights that biology is unpredictable and that early promise often fails when tested in humans. Even when a drug works, proving safety and benefit requires carefully designed clinical trials, time to observe outcomes, and constant interpretation of ambiguous data. Regulatory scrutiny adds another layer, demanding evidence that is rigorous enough to justify broad use. The narrative also conveys why cost balloons specialized manufacturing, clinical operations, recruitment of patients, and the need to run multiple studies across indications. Readers see how a company can be one clinical readout away from a major breakthrough or a collapse in credibility and funding. By grounding these realities in a real-world development effort, the book demystifies the common misconception that high prices and big profits are simply the result of a short, straightforward invention process. It argues instead that the pathway is inherently risky and that this risk heavily influences corporate behavior and investor expectations. Thirdly, venture capital, billionaires, and Wall Street financing as a force that shapes medicine. A major theme is that drug development is not only a scientific endeavor but also a capital markets story. The book portrays how venture capitalists, wealthy backers, and public market investors evaluate biotech opportunities, decide which programs deserve funding, and push companies toward narratives that sustain valuation. This can be productive because deep pockets allow expensive trials and attract specialized talent. But it can also distort priorities, rewarding short-term signals and deal-making over patient-centered long-term thinking. Vardy shows how the prospect of a massive payoff can intensify ambition and competition, with funding decisions becoming moral, as well as financial choices when patients are waiting. The book also underlines that many pivotal moments are negotiated in boardrooms and term sheets, not laboratories. And ownership structures, preferred shares, and control rights can determine who benefits from success and who is sidelined, even when their work was essential. By connecting biotechnology to Wall Street mechanics, Vardy gives readers a clearer view of how financial power influences which medicines get built, how they are marketed, and what the public ultimately pays. Fourthly, credit, compensation, and power, who wins when a drug becomes a blockbuster? Vardy repeatedly returns to a difficult question when a therapy becomes enormously valuable. How is that value distributed among the people who made it possible? The book describes the gap between the myth of the heroic founder and the reality of large teams of scientists, clinicians, and operators who bear years of pressure, uncertainty, and personal sacrifice. In biotech, that gap can be widened by corporate governance and financing terms that favor certain stakeholders. The narrative highlights how board decisions, executive leadership changes, and acquisition negotiations can leave key contributors feeling denied their share of the upside. This is not presented as mere workplace drama, but as a lens on how incentives affect innovation. If the industry routinely concentrates rewards at the top or among financiers, it may influence what talent stays in science, what kinds of risks people are willing to take, and how companies maintain trust internally. The book also points to the reputational and legal tensions that arise when credit is contested. By treating compensation disputes as part of the drug development ecosystem, Vardy prompts readers to consider fairness as a practical factor in sustaining breakthroughs. Lastly, big pharma, acquisitions, and the pipeline problem: why small firms matter. Another important topic is the relationship between nimble biotech firms and large pharmaceutical companies. Vardy depicts an ecosystem where big companies have the scale to run global commercialization and late-stage trials, yet can be slow to identify or prioritize particular assets. The book echoes a common industry observation that promising compounds may languish inside large organizations, constrained by bureaucracy, portfolio politics, or risk aversion. Smaller companies can sometimes recognize the potential of a molecule and push it forward with urgency, building the evidence that makes a drug valuable. This dynamic helps explain why acquisitions and licensing deals are so central to the industry, and why blockbuster medicines may originate in small, focused ventures before becoming the property of a corporate giant. Vardy also shows how these deals can create enormous wealth and influence pricing and access debates, because the terms of a transaction often assume future revenues that must be justified in the market. By connecting scientific progress to corporate structure, the book clarifies why the journey of a cancer drug is shaped as much by organizational incentives as by biology. In conclusion, For Blood and Money will appeal to readers who like investigative business narratives but want more than market gossip. It is well suited to biotech and pharma professionals, healthcare policy readers, and investors who want a grounded view of how breakthrough medicines are financed and built. General readers with an interest in cancer research will also find value, because the book explains the drug development process in human terms and shows why each clinical decision can carry life and death consequences. The practical benefit is a clearer mental model of the incentives driving modern medicine, why companies pursue certain indications, how trial data becomes corporate value, and why conflicts over pricing and profits are baked into the system. Intellectually, it offers a way to reconcile two truths at once: that blockbuster drugs can be genuine medical miracles, and that the race to create them can be shaped by greed, fear, ego, and financial engineering. Compared with other biotech books that focus mainly on a single company or a single scientific breakthrough, Vardy emphasizes the full chain of forces from laboratory work to boardroom strategy to Wall Street expectations. That wider lens helps explain not only how a drug succeeds, but why the system keeps producing both extraordinary therapies and recurring controversy. If you would like to support Nathan Vardy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.